kindergarten, I'm on my way. The wait is finally over, it's gonna be great. I know that when I get there, all of my friends will be waiting for me. Here we go, the show is starting.
That's a little taste of a brand new series on Disney Junior called Kindergarten the Musical, that features some terrific tunes written by our next guest on the program, Kay Hanley from Letters to Cleo, and Charlton Pettis, a longtime member of the band Tears for Fears. They joined us earlier today to talk about Kindergarten the Musical here on Downtown.
Good morning, Rich.
Hey, Rich.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys?
How are we?
Good.
Good.
We're stunned by the hour, but otherwise great.
I know that feeling. Well, it's so great to have you with us, and I can't wait to hear the story of how you came together to tell us all about the goings-on at Porter Elementary.
Charlton, you kick it off for Bangor, Maine.
Well, let's see. First of all, we've all known each other for decades, endlessly yes. long decades. How did it all come together? Well, it's a circuitous road. Michelle Lewis, another member of the four of us, and I were supposed to be writing songs many years ago, and we were over it that day, so we decided to try and write stories instead, which ended up leading via a circuitous road into the world of children's television. And then one of the kind of several ideas that came up during that period was this one. And then skip ahead a year or two, and Kay and Dan and Michelle were, at the time, very successful songwriters for Doc McStuffins and other shows. And they were pitching show ideas to Disney. And it was one of those, I'm not sure if that's right, what else you got conversations, and Kindergarten the Musical hit the table, and that seemed to get more interest from people, and then here we are.
It was literally, we were about to walk out of the room, sort of like, wah, and because the idea had been created by Michelle and Charlton, I didn't feel like I could just be like, hey, but we did. We were like, hey, but there is, I was like, Michelle, what about Kindergarten the Musical? And the executive at Disney was like, excuse me, what? and you know.
Well, it's such a wonderful series. My son is 10. I was kind of wishing he was a little bit younger, because I know he would have loved it. And of course, he's too cool. He was watching some of it with me and liked it, but he was too cool to admit it. But it's great, and it's like the best of children's literature, in that it can appeal to young kids, it can appeal to middle-aged kids, it can appeal to adults, because it's smart and it doesn't look down on its audience.
Oh, well, yeah, I mean, we were saying that.
We were definitely writing as parents. I mean, we're all parents, so, you know, I think there's a feeling when you get to know the brilliance of your own children, that shows often talk down to the audience, and you know, our children are of course unqualified geniuses, so
oh yes,
know better, and we're trying to keep a high bar, keep them interested.
And our children also have impeccable taste in music, so, which is not true.
But I also like, too, right from the first episode, that it captures everything about that time of life. It's not all sunshine and lollipops. And I think you had me with the song in the first episode, I Want to Go Home.
Yeah. You know, it's so interesting. I heard from, you know, I heard from a lot of adults in the last few weeks since the show came out. And I don't know about you, Charlton, but I have had so many people, like, not even talking about their kids loving the show, them talking about how much they identified specifically with I Want to Go Home, which really was for you know, we wrote that for ourselves.
And, 100%.
And you know, if that's, and I would say that, like, most of these songs are rooted, all of these songs are rooted in feelings that we identify deeply with.
Well, I'm a high school teacher, and it rings true for us, too.
Yeah, I don't know if we ever, the feelings that we have in kindergarten are, I don't know, those big, huge feelings, like, I think it's the same for the rest of our lives. Like, we relate to these same feelings and the same fears and the same, you know, it's not hard to identify with Kindergarten the Musical because all these kids are versions of us.
Well, we are musicians, so we are absolutely stuck in childhood.
That's true.
We're talking with Kay Hanley, Charlton Pettis, about Kindergarten the Musical on Disney Junior. And Kay, I have to confess that I first became aware of your great music because of baseball, because of the wonderful Peter Gammons, who promoted you so much for the work you did and continue to do with Hot Stove Cool Music. But years ago, I was talking about this band, that Letters to Cleo, that is so great. I said, I got to check this out. Of course, Peter was right as always.
Oh, my gosh. I love Peter so much. And thank you for saying that. I am a Red Sox fan, for better, for worse. And it's very cool to hear that that's how you first became aware of our band.
Thanks. Saying you're a Red Sox fan is wildly understating the case. it's exhausting, her affection,
like,
for the Red Sox.
A few times we've been at our writer's table, and Charlton has looked over and said, "Are you watching a baseball game on my phone?"
Well, of course.
I'm supposed to be right.
And we're both from Boston. I'm a failed Red Sox supporter.
Well, as long as you haven't crossed to the dark side, Charlton, and cheering for those New Yorkers.
Oh, God, no.
Okay.
No.
Let's talk about your work, too. Charlton, you've worked with so many different people in the business as a songwriter, musician, producer, and, of course, for, more than two decades now, working with the guys in Tears for Fears. And, boy, talk, if you can, about the great recent success of The Tipping Point, a huge hit, not just in the UK, top five here in the States, and a global phenomenon that I'm not sure people saw coming.
Yeah, that was a kind of remarkable thing when that came out and did well. I mean, the record before it kind of came and went without a trace, even though we were very fond of it. So it was pretty gratifying when this one actually reached people. We just finished a concert film of that tour, actually, which I think comes out in October. So yeah, that whole Tipping Point ride has been fun.
And you've branched out as well. You've got a new novel out called Exit Strategy.
Well, I wouldn't say new. New-ish.
New-ish.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, that's what you do on tour, right? You have nothing to do, so you end up writing thrillers because, you know, that's what you do.
I don't. I take naps.
Well,
naps,
I nap too, but
naps are good, too.
I'm in hotel rooms.
Kay, you've worked for a long time working in the children's realm. You mentioned Doc McStuffins, of course, my friends Tigger and Pooh, Care Bears, and so many more. What is it about writing for kids? What is that challenge in your creativity?
You know, it's not about writing for kids necessarily, because one of our mantras, you know, we've been in kids animation, TV animation for 15 years now, and our mantra is we don't write kids' music, and we really don't. Like, we really are all about keeping the writing for ourselves. And for me, it's like having a script with the song goes here are the characters who are singing it, the you're supposed to take the narrative from point A to point B. That is the ultimate creative freedom for me. And then it's not about me anymore. It's about these people on the page.
You'll appreciate this. I think I was showing the film 10 Things I Hate About You to my high school theater class. And I had a student after it was over say, was that a real group singing that song, Cruel to Be Kind? They're awesome. Who was that? I told them the story. They are now up to speed, and they have joined the list of fans as well.
Thank you so much. That's awesome to hear.
Well, I have enjoyed both your work individually through the years, and great to see this collaboration. It's a wonderful show for people of all ages. It's not just for kids. Kindergarten, the musical, will touch a nerve, bring back some memories. You can watch it right now on Disney Junior. Kay Charlton, we wish you continued success. Thanks so much for talking with us today.
Thank you, Rich.
Kay Hanley, Charlton Pettis. Yeah, Kindergarten, the musical. On Disney Junior, and yeah, it's very well done. Terrific stuff there, as you would expect from them. 527 here on Downtown.